transmitter is strong enough to reach your conscious state of awareness. But this is not a dream. You are seeing what is actually occurring. Fred practice of causality violation. This broadcast will be received by the perceptual centers as a dream. But this is not a dream.
Never been kneel before Lucifer. All right, welcome back to Harmony Corruption. That was Nocturnus opening up the show with pretty much the whole first half of their first album, The Key. That was Lake of Fire, Standing in Blood, Visions from Beyond the Grave, Neolithic, Undead Journey, and BC AD. Sad news this week, Mike Browning from Nocturnus passed away, I believe yesterday. I had the chance to interview Mike a couple years back now, and it's very, very sad news, obviously. He was the cornerstone of Nocturnus and the only consistent member, essentially, unless you count the one Nocturnus album without him altogether. I think Ethereal Tomb's the name of it. But he was on the first two Nocturnus albums. He was on both Nocturnus AD albums. He was, of course, on early Morbid Angel material, pre-Altars of Madness as well, stints in a few other bands, including the Atlanta version of a band called Incubus, not to be confused with either of the other two major bands by the name of Incubus, the pop one and the Opprobrium one, the one that renamed themselves, the one that released Serpent Temptation. Anyway, very, very sad news. Like I said, I'm very happy I had the chance to interview him. He was an extremely nice guy in my admittedly fairly limited interactions with him, about an hour and a half or two of radio interviews and emails back and forth. It's definitely a big loss, and he's sorely missed, so I figured I'd dedicate the first quarter of my show or so to Nocturnus's first album, The Key, where he sings and drums, and it's just such a great album. Anyway, he will be sorely missed. Moving on. Up next, I have King Diamond with At the Graves and The Invisible Guests off of Conspiracy. This is the opener off of Conspiracy, At the Graves. And then The Invisible Guests is off King Diamond's third solo album, Them. After that, Acrecock with Shelter from the Sand and Leviathan, and Behemoth with Ora Pro Nobis Lucifer and Ben Sahar. So, we'll be back. Here is King Diamond, Acrecock, and Behemoth on Harmony Corruption.
Yeah. where she stands.